Hello and welcome to another edition of Talking with the Tin Man. I know some of you are upset and some of you are happy that we have a president-elect according to all the media. So let me just say this and be as very clear and transparent as I possibly can. America, you get what you ask for. Now, do I believe Biden and Kamala won fair and square? Honestly, no, I don't. After seeing the videos of impropriety, it raises the question of the integrity of the process. Now, is it a shock that people cheat in elections? No, because we live in a fallen world and sin is rampant. But that's okay. Regardless of who sits in the seat in the Oval Office, right? The White House. It doesn't matter because God, Christ, is on the throne and He will forever reign. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, a Republican, a Libertarian, a Librarian. None of that stuff matters. Your last name means squat. What matters is whether or not Christ knows you and whether you call Christ the Savior. And if you don't, if all you do is put your faith in this world, the election process, or if you're educated, the election process and all that kind of stuff, if you feel like you're better than everyone else, it's sad and you are lost and undone. Putting your faith in this thing called mankind, having a humanist approach, shows exactly how stupid you really are. Oh, you offended that I called you stupid? Why, I can't say that, right? I'm a Christian. Tell you what, look up the word stupid. Get one of those big old fancy concordance books, especially in the King James. Check out how many times the word stupid is used. You might be surprised. You know, anyway, if you're not happy about the election, it's okay. Remember who you represent, and it sure isn't a Republican or even any other conservative politician. You represent Christ. So, do what you do. Pray for President-elect Biden, if he is truly the President-elect. Pray for him. Pray for Pelosi. I'm just kidding. Don't get your little self-righteous, judgmental thoughts going. I'm just joking. Joking, laugh. And also pray for Kamala, the Ugandan giant. No, I mean, Kamala is, that wrestler has passed away. Rest in peace. Pray for the Vice President-elect, Kamala Harris, I believe that's how you say her name. Or comma, I've heard her say it both ways. It really doesn't matter, but just pray for your elected leaders. Pray for all those who are above you. Because when you honestly pray for them, you are representing and you're honoring Christ. It's that simple. Very short message. It's Saturday night as I record this. Sunday I'm preaching at First Baptist Lobeville. Tune in for that. And if you missed it, check it out in the archives at First Baptist Lobeville on Facebook. Unless we get deleted from the Facebook. That's a whole different issue altogether. I'll be speaking on that soon. Peace out, folks.